Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Alandari, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Hope Hickerson, and I'm a health education specialist and reporter. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health education expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy.
For more information about Noise Filter, your public health podcast, and to watch and share our incredible informative animations, please visit us at noisefiltershow.com.
And if you like what you hear, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. So, let's get started.
Looking to address health disparities. Health inequities are a large problem in the U.S. Within the same city, the health outcomes for the same problem can be drastically different based on race, ethnicity, or socioeconomic status. One book in particular, Unequal Cities, Structural Racism, and the Death Gap in America's Largest Cities, discusses the mortality rate for breast cancer in Chicago. So what did they find? The mortality rate for breast cancer was twice as high for Black residents of Chicago than white residents of Chicago. Following this discovery, a task force known as Equal Hope was formed. In addition, the book looks at national statistics regarding death certificate data in 29 of the most populated cities in the U.S. over a span of 4 years. From this data, the disparities between Black and white Americans was examined for the top 10 leading causes of death. They determined that a 4.1-year gap exists nationally for life expectancy amongst Black and white people. This gap was far more drastic in some cities. For example, the gaps in Washington and San Francisco were 12.1 and 12.5 years, respectively. Health inequities, disparities, and gaps exist in many, many different areas of health and medicine. These disparities in statistics can be quite drastic and daunting for physicians and policymakers to find solutions for. One group in particular decided to face the issue of life expectancy gap in Chicago. That group, Westside United, set out with the mission to build community health and economic wellness on Chicago's West Side and build healthy and vibrant neighborhoods. The nonprofit organization combined political undertaking, community mobilization, and research to work towards the common goal of cutting the life expectancy in half between Chicago's more economically and socially marginalized areas and in the more affluent areas. Unfortunately, there are many different health disparities in the U.S., and they vary from city to city. Enacting a local plan based on a problem in the target population like the Westside United and utilizing a multifaceted intersectional approach with an attainable smaller scale goal is a great way to build a foundation to a more equitable and sustainable future. Pandemic strengthens relationships. The pandemic has kept many cooped up inside their homes and spending time with people they live with more than ever. Stressful events usually fuel arguments, disagreements, and financial distress is a leading cause of divorce and breakups. Unfortunately, the past 2 years have been filled with stressful situations and have sadly put many in financial stressed situations. But recently, the Kinsey Institute at the University of Indiana found that 74% of married couples felt that the pandemic strengthened their relationship. In addition, 82% felt more committed after experiencing the pandemic together. There could be a lot of different reasons for this, and researchers have speculated on a few. Some could be spending more time outdoors, planning for the future could help strengthen relationships, or even having an outlet to blame stress, such as the pandemic. Elizabeth Bernstein investigated this trend further in the article Real Life Relationships for Pandemic Times. She highlighted some of the most touching pieces of advice from couples through the pandemic. First, give space. Couples have had success when acknowledging the space each person needs to fulfill their own interests and hobbies. After being kept in close proximity for a while, this became such an important part of a happy relationship. Next, assume positive intent, always keeping the mindset that people are trying their best and mean well. This was some touching advice given to remember that if your spouse, coworker, friend, or family made at some point make a mistake, remember that they have your best intentions in mind. This helped couples, friends, and families get through difficult situations in the past year. And finally, making time to be positive. Set aside time to be positive and stress-free was another piece of advice that couples shared as a way to focus on all good things. Who knows exactly what's helped couples become stronger through the pandemic and what's made them feel more committed to each other? But it's great to know that relationships have become stronger through these tough past few years. Japan sees major drop in COVID cases. In the late summer of 2021, following the Tokyo Olympics, Japan was experiencing its fifth surge in COVID cases, averaging about 25,000 new cases daily. By December of 2021, the case rate had dropped by more than 95%, and the country saw less than one case a day for weeks. An NPR report provides some reasons why this may have happened. One major boon to Japan was its accelerated vaccination program. The country sped up its vaccine rollout ahead of the 2021 Olympics. Now around 80% of residents are now vaccinated. Japanese citizens have also adhered to Japanese countermeasures in high numbers. According to NPR, there is social pressure to do things like masking, even if they don't believe that is necessary. These reasons don't make Japan an exception, though. South Korea also masks as a social norm, and more than 90% of the population is also vaccinated. But the nation also saw a major wave of COVID infections in December. Japanese health officials are still trying to figure out what's made them different. Some think that there may be something different about the immune cells that Japanese people carry that helps them fight off infection. Other health officials think that a milder COVID variant circulated in Japan, boosting the overall immunity of the population, and some float the theory that the Delta variant in Japan mutated so much it lost the ability to replicate, moving it toward extinction. But let's be very clear, all of these ideas are still unproven. In an effort to maintain this record in the face of the Omicron variant, the nation has closed its borders to non-residents. When the country briefly relaxed these restrictions, unfortunately, case rates began to rise again. A big win in healthcare in 2021. For the past few years, media coverage on healthcare has been predominantly focused on COVID-19, leaving a lot of other issues and also achievements uncovered. The country rejoiced at the rapid production of the vaccine, at-home tests, and various treatments to protect and defend against the virus. There were many successes along the way to celebrate. Through this past year, as we have made steps toward getting COVID-19 infections and severity under control. Many other accomplishments in healthcare and medicine did not receive as much focus as they deserved because of the intensity of the pandemic. The Washington Post recently published an opinion article titled Distinguished Persons of 2021, the great untold healthcare story that praises the Biden administration's job enrolling millions of Americans in healthcare coverage under the ACA. From November 1st to December 15th, 13.6 million Americans have gained healthcare coverage through the healthcare.gov website, including 1.8 million new enrollees. The administration increased subsidies under the Affordable Care Act, using the American Rescue Plan to cap healthcare costs. The additional subsidies, which led to reduced out-of-pocket costs, were cited as a large factor in the increase in enrollment. States that had not expanded under the ACA saw large jumps in enrollment due to the higher rates of uninsured residents. The ACA has been a huge success and continues to help more and more Americans gain healthcare coverage and have access to preventative medicine while giving Americans the opportunity to have the healthcare coverage without being put into financial distress.
Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast. Follow us on social media and leave us a review letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Hickerson, at hopehickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at The Dr. Derry. That's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
To see and share our amazing animations and find out more information about us, the show, as well as links to our social media, go to noisefiltershow.com.
We are grateful to our sponsors, including Access Health Louisiana and the End the Epidemic Initiative, who are working to bring equitable health outcomes to everyone they serve. Hope, any last words?
Stay well out there, folks, and continue taking steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, getting adequate sleep, and seeing your healthcare providers regularly.
And protect yourself and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine and booster, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. Remember, health is a human right.